Peter O'Connor, yeah.
Do you have a name for the kind of peach that comes away from the stone?
Okay.
You know, some peaches stick to
yeah, and some come right on out.
Yeah, do you have names for those?
Yeah,
Do you have names for those?
No, kernel. Peach kernel. Peach kernel.
You know, the one that sticks to the kernel. Do you ever call that a press peach or a cling peach?
Yeah, I call some cling stone. That's a press stone peach. And some is a pre-stone. You know, some stick to the kernel.
Yeah.
And some again, you can just peel it right off.
What are some beans that you don't have to shell?
Snap beans.
Oh, are you raising some of those?
I plant some.
Good. What about some beans that you do have to shell?
Mm-hmm.
What are some beans that you do have to shell?
Oh, butter beans. I plant some of them too.
And that's what you sent your sister?
Yeah, I plant butter beans and I plant some snap beans. I just ain't planting watermelon.
Oh.
I'm planning to get the time to buy some watermelon seed and plant a couple of little watermelon.
Mm.
Plant snap beans, butter beans, and okra, and turnip greens.
Oh.
And some of that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planting some corn?
Squash?
Corn?
Corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, I plant some corn.
Good. You know, when your corn's ready, and when you go out and pick it,
mm-hmm.
and if you just shuck it, and then boil it, and eat it with your hands,
mm-hmm.
what do you call that?
Yeah, but corn.
Do you call it corn on the cob, or roasting ears, or boiled corn?
You can roast it, or you can boil it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Boil it, you know.
What would you call it?
Corn on the cob, boiled corn.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black and has a white stripe down its back and smells terrible?
I don't see an animal around here.
I think you know what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of like a cat, but it has a white stripe down its back, and if you scare him, he lets off a horrible smell.
There's none around here, none around here, but a rabbit and a squirrel. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any skunks or polecats?
And no. No animals. You can eat them. That's all. Rabbit and squirrel.
Do you have...
And a rat.
A rat.
That must be a rat you're talking about.
Well, do you have skunks or polecats?
Hmm?
Skunks or polecats?
Polecat.
Do you have those around here?
No, we don't have nothing like that around here.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nothing like that down here.
Do you have another little animal about this big that lives down by the water and it goes croak, croak?
Frog. That's a frog.
Uh-huh.
Mm, that's around here.
Do you have some great big ones?
No, not. Yeah, we had some large ones, and you got some green one used to be around.
Uh-huh.
Then the one that grows so funny.
Huh.
They grew around the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them green frogs.
Do you have any toad frogs or bullfrogs?
Hmm?
Do you have toad frogs or bullfrogs?
Toad frogs.
Uh-huh. Do you have those?
They build in the, you know, not down here, I see
nothing. Uh-huh. Out by the river?
Yeah, on the... No, they be in the road when it rain like this,